X Lacrosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Japan issued tsunami alerts after a series of strong quakes in the Sea of Japan, one of them with a magnitude of 7.6. The Japan Meteorological Agency said waves could reach in excess of 15 feet. Iran-backed Yemeni rebels who've been attacking international shipping in the Red Sea got a taste of going up against the U.S. Navy after the destroyer USS Gravely shot down two anti-ship missiles. Helicopters from the aircraft carrier USS Eisenhower sank three boats that fired on them, killing 10.
U.S. personnel killed Iranian-backed Houthi militants who were attacking commercial ships in the Red Sea.
It's one of the most important, most vital commercial waterways in the world, and we have an obligation with our allies and partners to keep the flow of commerce moving there.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby tells ABC's This Week the U.S. does not see conflict with the Houthis. This is the first time the U.S. has killed Houthi rebels in the Red Sea. Brian Clark, ABC News.
This is ABC News. It's January and the first presidential primaries are near. Some former Trump staffers are now sounding off about their old boss's actions in office and his character. Alyssa Farah, former Trump strategic communications director.
Everyone who is in the West Wing, and frankly a lot of cabinet secretaries, they know how dangerous Trump is.
Former aide Cassidy Hutchinson testified for the House January 6th committee.
The American people can only elect officials if they are if they're educated on who those people actually are. And to be able to shed light on the lack of character that Donald Trump displayed that day, the lack of leadership that he displayed that day, there was never a second guess of whether it was right or wrong.
Hutchinson and Farah on ABC's This Week broadcast. New year, new laws. Among statutes going into effect today, California's ban on individuals carrying firearms in most public places as a court case challenging the law continues. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor, but I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Lexi spent more than 6 years in foster care.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi now has a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Luggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's economy is ending the year in good shape. The state's unemployment rate is 3.3%. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development says a record 3 million people were working in Wisconsin at the end of November. The Journal Sentinel reports that the biggest problem with Wisconsin's economy is not enough workers to fill job openings. The flu, RSV, and COVID-19 are running high in Wisconsin. Dr. Tom Haupt is Wisconsin's chief epidemiologist.
There's no indication that there's any kind of plateau going on, that we are leveling out. Everything is still on a pretty steep increase over the past few weeks.
Two children under the age of 5 died from RSV in Wisconsin last week. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Packers crushed the Vikings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers dominated the Vikings 33-10 on New Year's Eve and keep their playoff hopes alive. The Packers defense held the Vikings' Justin Jefferson to just 5 catches for 59 yards and no touchdowns. With Eric Stokes suffering another hamstring injury and Jair Alexander suspended, I asked defensive back Corey Ballantyne, when did he learn that he would get to play?
Oh, I had no idea. I had no idea till maybe Saturday.
Ballantyne intercepting a Jaren Hall pass that set up a touchdown for the Packers' Jaden Reed. Hall was making his first start at quarterback at home for the Vikings here at U.S. Bank Stadium.
I just couldn't get into a rhythm. You know, couldn't spit the ball around the field consistently. Just didn't have a good feel on it.
Packers linebacker Preston Smith.
Guys were causing pressure. Guys were not letting the quarterback be comfortable. He's not allowing big plays to happen. There's just a lot of great things happening with the defense today.
Preston, what's the best thing you think your defense did tonight?
We finished the game strong.
That's Packers linebacker Preston Smith. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, a few flurries, a low near 21, partly sunny New Year's Day, highs in the low 30s. Clearing out Monday night, a low of 25, partly sunny, back to the mid-30s on Tuesday. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy, breezy, 31. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 29.
Currently 26 degrees.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The Mississippi to our left, Granddad on the right. We're right in the middle. Eagle 1490 WLCX, the talk of La Crosse.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide from the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, live in our WGBW studios in Green Bay, Wisconsin, with our producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, back at the world headquarters high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square in Madison. Good afternoon, TGIF. It is Friday. As Paul Harvey used to say, good morning, Americans. It's Friday. It is the 29th of December, 2023, our last show of 2023, Mr. Zommers.
You know, this is the first full year that we've done with this show.
I know, right? We've been on the air about a year and 3 months-ish total.
Feels very like a very short time, but also long.
I thought you were going to say it seems much longer than that.
In a way, it does. It feels like we've gotten to know each other better than a year. But that'll happen when you see each other every day.
It's and we did not see each other yesterday because I'm up here. I came up to do a little family business up in Shawano, and Dad is in the studios with us here. Jim Albaugh, so he's waving from across on the other side of the. The studio's here. He is here. And my stepmother, Mary, has gone to visit a friend. She kind of grew up in this area of Green Bay, so she's back here in her home stomping ground. So always great to be here in Green Bay. But we are not here. Did not have a live show yesterday. Had a best of. Lots of news happening. We were
sure
gone one day, Zommers, and all of a sudden, it's a news plethora.
That seems to be how it goes.
It seems, but again, I want to say thank you very much to, again, Betty Hayes Baxter, Cheryl Baxter Ratcliffe, Ellington Ratcliffe, and also George Ratcliffe for being in Richland Center. We were in Richland Center at WRCE on Wednesday. Great show. Had a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
And thanks to Phil Nee as well.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
It was fantastic. And I have another great show today coming up in hour number two. Speaking of WGBW, the talk of Green Bay, the morning team of John Mano and Jim Schmidt, hosts of, I guess Mino is the correct way to say it. My bad. John Mino and Jim Schmidt, hosts of Mino and the Mayor here at WGBW and also WISS in Oshkosh. They're on the air every morning from 6 until 8 a.m. Monday through Friday. I listened in this morning. They're very entertaining.
Oh,
just a great, high-spirited show. Have a lot of cool guests, a lot of great information as well. So John Mino and Jim Schmidt will be in, Mino and the Mayor, in hour number two from just after the top of the hour until 1:30. So looking forward to that. Also in hour two, a look back at 2023. And I look forward to 2024. Mr. Zommers has queued up a couple of, you know, we're always in for a good pet story here at the show. And Mr. Zommers has some good pet stories. We'll have a special board game of the week in case you're looking for something to do on New Year's Eve. By the way, let me just throw quickly, if you're looking something to do on Saturday, tomorrow night, download your Civic Media app and go to WRCO WRCL Country and Community, because tomorrow night, I believe from 6 until midnight, is the big Triviathon, which my sister and Kira Sabin and I are back in on. So our team is called Never Gonna Quiz You Up by Rick Astley. So
yeah, you can take on Todd and his family and friends.
Yeah. So I believe we finished second last year. So anyway, we're gonna try to do that. So, but no, if you haven't got it, download the Civic Media app. You can do so at your app store, either iPhone or Android. Simply type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, comes up, takes less than a minute. It is free. It's what Gail King calls a deal. Civic Media app, and you can listen to the special Triviathon on WRCO in Richland Center tomorrow night. Should be a good time had by all of that. I think on New Year's Eve proper, on Sunday night on several of our stations, you can hear a great New Year's Eve program out of Racine, Kenosha. So that should be a good time as well. So all kinds of great programming. So that's all in hour two. All in hour two. But to start things off, we're going to look back on a couple of major news stories over the last 24 hours or so. A couple of notable passages, notable passings that have happened in the last 24 hours. One we did not get to on Wednesday was the passing of Tom Smothers, or Tommy Smothers. He was one half of the Smothers Brothers, co-host of one of the most socially conscious, groundbreaking television shows in the history of the medium. He died at the age of 86. The National Comedy Center, on behalf of his family, said in a statement on Wednesday that Tommy Smothers died on Tuesday. Of course, he was battling cancer. The Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour debuted on CBS in the fall of 1967 with a mix of music, comedy that included satirical sketches, lampooning the establishment, and railing against the Vietnam War. The show, though popular with viewers, drew the ire of network censors who constantly battled the brothers over its content. In 1970, CBS abruptly canceled the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour. But I was a big fan. I caught him kind of at the last part of his career. And then they kind of had a resurgence in the 80s into the 90s. And the Smothers Brothers, just a great duo. So our condolences go out to the Smothers Brothers family. I believe, Mr. Zomers, you've queued up a little clip from the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour. For those of you who have never heard of them before, we have a little clip of them.
This is from 1965. So it may be before that show, but still,
sure.
From the Smothers Brothers.
What do you think you're doing anyway, huh? So, just what do you think? You're singing sharp. You're out of tune. So you always sing like that? That's a song, Wagon Wheels, Tommy. It's a beautiful song, and it means a lot to the people. And you sing it,
yeah,
you
well,
follow it up like that, huh? On purpose.
You yeah, well, that's like that. That's my sound.
That's your sound.
That's my sound. That's the way I sing.
You know, if that's your sound, I don't like your sound. I don't want to hear it anymore.
I'm going to sing. That's
you're not going to sing. You're going to do what I tell you. If you're gonna sing like that, then you don't sing the rest of the show, okay? I'll do a song my way. We like to do.
Yeah, well, Mom always liked you best.
Tom, wait a minute. I think you just want sympathy from the audience.
You never
right?
played with me.
Oh, I didn't.
Nobody ever played with me.
We let you play games with us. Every time we played Spin the Bottle.
I was the bottle. They never let me play in any games, and you
we
never
did too.
Never.
We did too.
Never let me play it.
Never?
Never.
Not even once?
Never.
Not even once?
Not once.
Once.
Are you sure?
You're right. Maybe once.
Yeah, and what did you play? You played hide and go seek, right?
But I was it.
Yeah, but to be it in hide and go seek is a position of honor and yeah. trust.
That's right.
I looked for you guys for 4 months.
There you go, a little clip from the Smothers Brothers. Again, Tom Smothers, he was always kind of the the funnier one, and Dick, his brother, was kind of the straight guy of the team, and Tom Smothers always just cracked me up. So the great duo, the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour. Tom Smothers dead at the age of 86, and we think of him and all of his great comedic talent. The other person that we lost in the last day or so is former United States Senator from Wisconsin, and of course the longtime owner of the Milwaukee Bucks, Herb Cole, passed away at the age of 88. I know our friend and colleague Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct knew him very well, listened to Matt's show yesterday, and Matt had some great thoughts, some great words on Herb Cole. I know that other colleagues of mine here, including Earl Ingram and others, had some very kind words as well. I only actually met Herb Cole once, and oddly enough, it was back when I belonged to the Republican Party. And I was in Milwaukee for a convention or a conference, and we went to one of the hotels downtown where Herb stayed a lot when he was in Madison, and he was just coming down the stairs. And a buddy of mine, we said, well, hey, Senator Cole, how are you? And he came over and he said, hey, guys, how you doing? And he shook our hand. It was very, very polite, very polite, very, very nice. I think it was before cell phones, so I don't think we took a selfie with him because we couldn't do that. But he was a very nice guy. You know, he was not a great orator. Like, he wasn't a politician that would rouse a huge crowd. He wasn't necessarily a retail politician. His strength wasn't to go into a crowd and, you know, shake hands and kiss babies and just, oh, my gosh. He was no Barack Obama type of guy, you know. But he got things done in a quieter way. His staff, who I worked with for several years, Eve Galanter, who ran his staff office in Wisconsin and Madison, they were always really good, even though I was working for either a Republican state senator or a Republican congressman. Senator Cole's staff, they always made sure that, hey, if you needed help at the Senate level, if we needed to work on something together on behalf of a Wisconsin constituent, they always did so regardless of whether you're a Republican or Democrat. And to me, from personal experience, that will be one of the lasting legacies I'll remember about Senator Cole, is that he insisted that his staff work in a bipartisan manner for all of Wisconsin, not just for the people that voted for him. And I think that says a lot, particularly because we don't have a lot of politicians that feel that way anymore. So I always had a lot of respect for him for that. And, you know, of course, he saved the Milwaukee Bucks and kept them in Milwaukee, gave $100 million of his own money to build Fiserv Forum. And then, of course, he gave $25 million. And to me, that's the only – I live in Madison, a huge Badger fan. I mean, building the Cole Center – it matters, $25 million to put towards building that state-of-the-art facility at the time and has lasted the test of time. I think another great accomplishment, and it really helped elevate the basketball program. It really helped elevate the hockey program for a while, and there's been other concerts and things in that building. So Herb Cole, great guy. As he said, nobody's senator but yours. And of course, he had the Kohl's department store. And I believe, Mr. Zommers, in honor of Senator Cole's passing and his legacy, Kohl's department stores, 88% off all weekend.
Is that so?
No, I'm not sure. Don't go into a Kohl's store and say, well, Todd says 88% off. But I think he'd appreciate that. I think if he were still with us, I think he'd say, yeah, I'll give him 88% off. It'd be fine.
I know when I told my roommates about this news, they were sad, not just because of his political work, but because it seems like he was one of the sports team owners who really cares about the state and about the sport rather than treating it like an investment like some seem to do.
Yeah. No, I mean, he put his money literally where his mouth is and said, we're keeping the Bucks here. We're going to come back talking about putting your money where your mouth is. Chancellor Gao of UW La Crosse, porn industry, the Board of Regents, and what's worse, all that and more. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show live from Green Bay on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the talk of La Crosse. Eagle 1490 AM.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Lacrosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tana Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Friday, the 29th of December, 2023, our final show for this calendar year of 2023, live on location here at WGBW, the Talk of Green Bay. So happy to be here. 97.9 FM and 1590 on the AM dial right here in beautiful Green Bay, Wisconsin, a short distance from Lambeau Field. Packers, of course, not in town, over to Minnesota for the big game coming up this week against the Vikes. So we wish the Green Bay Packers well. Coming up in just over an hour, we're going to be joined by John Mino and Jim Schmidt, host of Mino and the Mayor here on WGBW and WISS from 6 until 8 a.m. every Monday through Friday. You can also listen to the show on the Civic Media Radio Network app. On the app, you can download it there. So we're going to be talking to Mino and the Mayor in hour number two. So stay tuned for that. Should be a good time to have by all. Actually, they're coming up right after the news at 1 o'clock. I misspoke. So less than an hour, Mino and the Mayor will be here in studio, in their studios. And we're happy to be their guests. Right now, I want to 21 now past the hour of 12 noon. I want to talk about this story that broke yesterday morning, and boy howdy did I regret that we were not doing a live show yesterday, because I mean, this is just comedy gold, number one. I mean, it's just for a person that likes jokes and you know, sexual innuendos and you know, just being a third grader sometimes, I mean, this is the gift that keeps on giving, right? But there's also a serious side to this story, so I kind of want to balance out and look at both sides on this. So here now, I want to use as context from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, great reporter Kelly Meyerhofer, who this poor woman, I mean, she's done yeoman's work covering the UW system, Jay Rothman, the closure of campuses, the DEI deal with Robin Voss, and all this poor woman wanted was a break between Christmas and New Year's, right? Just spend a lovely break with her family, chill out a little bit. But no. No, once again, UW system is the gift that keeps on giving. So it comes out in this special meeting, night before last, Board of Regents met again in closed session behind closed doors, not in the view of the public, and they fired the chancellor at UW La Crosse. And it seemed, and I was texting with some friends of mine, and they said, well, wow, isn't that odd? And I said, well, you know, he was denied a pay raise back in 2017, 2018 because he had invited a porn actress to come and speak at UW La Crosse as part of, like, free speech. And, you know, whatever. And so the region said, you know, that's probably not the kind of speaker we want on campus. And so they said, we're not going to give you a raise, at least in your pay. Anyway, and so I said, well, the guy wasn't, there's no court record. He wasn't arrested. He's not charged with anything. So, I mean, to fire a guy without having done anything illegal. And I half jokingly, half serious said, I bet he's doing like OnlyFans. I bet it's like porn. About 20 minutes later, it comes out. One of my friends, they thought this story, by golly, that's exactly what's happening. So, yes, exactly. So if you're not familiar with OnlyFans, and of course, you know, not that I go there, but if you're not familiar with OnlyFans, it's basically an online thing where you have to pay to watch amateur people create videos, sex videos, some more salacious than others. So apparently now, what they were doing, this chancellor from La Crosse, Joe Gao, and his wife, they were on the old Twitter, which is called X now, maybe appropriately or not, but Twitter, and they were doing a cooking show. They were doing a cooking show on Twitter. And then when they would invite porn stars in to cook with them, which, I mean, as one does, I suppose. And then they would introduce these people on their X, on their Twitter channel, and they'd say, now join us over on OnlyFans for something more salacious, where we're going to, you know, really get cooking in the bedroom. And in order to view that, you have to pay to go there and watch. And apparently now, after spending the Christmas holiday watching these videos for hours upon hours upon hours, President Jay Rothman said, look, after several hours of viewing this, I just don't think we can keep the guy. No, I don't. See, this is my question, is how did Jay Rothman, the president of the UW system, find this out?
I mean, you know,
is Jeff Barrant, the vice president of the system, who makes $250,000 a year, is this what they pay him to do? Well, you know, Jeff, make sure you're watching those porn channels to make sure none of our employees are on those. I mean, I don't know.
If they tweeted about it, if they posted on X or whatever the heck you're supposed to call it now, I'm going to say if they tweeted about it, then I could see monitoring your employees' Twitter, especially if it's for such a public institution. So I can imagine they would find out about it.
I haven't looked it up, but I don't think it was like on his it wasn't on Joe Gao's Twitter. I think they have some other, like, you know, Twitter just for that stuff.
Gotcha.
So my question is who is like, you know, who wants to admit, you know, oh geez, you know, I'm watching some naughty Twitter on my own time, and they see this guy. They go in the next morning. They say, "Yeah, Mr. President, you know, I was looking at my naughty Twitter last night. I by golly, I think the chancellor was on there." I mean, who does that, right? So my question is, how did the president find out that Chancellor Gao was doing this Twitter? And let me hastily add, none of this from the university or anyone else. Nothing illegal happened. No matter what your feelings may be about adult entertainment, these were adults. I think Gao is like 60-something, and his wife, which, you know, good on him, I guess, unless he's got a great prescription for Viagra. But, I mean, in his 60s, and he's getting it done. But so he and his wife are of age. They're making these videos on their own time. He never mentions the university system, never mentions La Crosse. He's doing this on his own time. There is no illegal activity. There are no criminal charges. All right. So that's important to point out here. Well, anyway, the Board of Regents meet Wednesday. They say, I believe Rothman said it was abhorrent, that the chancellor's actions were abhorrent. And so they fired the guy. So Gao, the chancellor, comes out and he basically, he's doing this to test free speech. Here is the statement that he put out. He said, quote, my wife and I are very grateful to have the First Amendment right to create and publish books and videos that explore consensual adult sexuality. We are disappointed the UW Board of Regents have not given us a public hearing about this, unquote. And once again, this is a great point. Just like the way that he closed UW Richland, UW Washington, Fond du Lac, this was all done in secret behind closed doors, out of the view of public, by Jay Rothman. Now, look, do I think that a chancellor of a public university should have been doing this even on his own time? It doesn't look good. I haven't seen the videos, but I'm just, it doesn't look good, right? It's not a good look for a chancellor, but it was on his own time. You know, are there free speech rights here or not? We're going to explore this article by Kelly Meyerhofer when we come back. A great guy who I know very well, former professor Don Downs, who is a legal expert on this. We're going to get his take on this as well. Also, we're going to ask what's worse. And we have a recipe for you. We have a recipe called Chancellor's Hot La Crosse Buns. And we're going to share that with you. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show live from Green Bay on the Civic Media Ready Network.
Eagle 1490 AM.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Japan warning, tsunami waves in excess of 15 feet could hit western Japan after a series of powerful earthquakes in the Sea of Japan, one of them a magnitude 7.6. Houthi rebels in Yemen fired two anti-ship missiles at a container ship in the Red Sea. The U.S. Navy destroyer USS Gravely shot them down. Later, Houthis in four boats fired on helicopters from the aircraft carrier USS Dwight D. Eisenhower, which promptly blew three of them out of the water, killing 10. Separately, the Navy pulling back some of its muscle.
Two U.S. officials tell ABC News that the aircraft carrier USS Gerald R. Ford will leave the Eastern Mediterranean in coming days. It was sent there shortly after Hamas's deadly October 7th attack on Israel to deter both Iran and Lebanese Hezbollah from broadening that conflict. A senior U.S. official says that even with the carrier's departure, the U.S. still has lots of military firepower and flexibility in the region.
ABC's Louis Martinez at the Pentagon. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Lawyers for Republican lawmakers are asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to reconsider its ruling that the state's legislative maps are unconstitutional. The Republicans argue the court's January 12th deadline for proposing new maps is rushed. Boundaries need to be in place by March 15th for next fall's state house races. Smart toys are popular holiday gifts, but they may be recording conversations or collecting personal information or tracking where you are.
They have microphones or cameras, or they connect to an app, or they're Wi-Fi enabled or Bluetooth. They have geolocators, which is a whole thing. So parents really need to ask a lot of questions when it comes to these smart toys.
Teresa Murray is with the U.S. Public Interest Research Group. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Partly cloudy to mostly sunny here on New Year's Day. We'll get to around 32 for a high this afternoon. The wind west becoming southwesterly at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, 24. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 35. Then on Wednesday, it will be partly to mostly cloudy with a high right around 30. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
This is the talk of lacrosse. Eagle 1490 AM.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us. and click on the Careers tab.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Eagle 1490. What lacrosse and Western Wisconsin is talking about. You're soaring with the Eagle. Eagle 1490 WLCX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
truth wherever it may lead. And having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show, live from Green Bay, WGBW, the talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM. You can also find it on the Civic Media app. Coming up after the top of the hour, we're going to have the hosts of the morning show here in Green Bay, John Mino and Jim Schmidt, hosts of Mino and the Mayor every morning from 6 until 8, Monday through Friday. They will be here in studio. Right now, we are talking about this news. And let me tell you, it is making national news headlines. It is everywhere. It is the top story a lot of places right now about the border regions firing the La Crosse chancellor, Mr. Gao, Joe Gao, for he and his wife making private sex tapes, we'll call them, but posting them publicly, all legal, all consensual, on their own time. And the border regions firing him for this action. And I believe Mr. Zomers, if I'm not mistaken, due to this now, the UW La Crosse marching band, they have adopted a new school song. This is very exciting in La Crosse. I believe we have a live feed now. If we can go to our station in La Crosse, WLCX, the Eagle over there in La Crosse, a live feed now, the University of La Crosse marching band with a new school song. Let's listen in.
The feeling in the air as they rehearse is absolutely electric.
Maybe I can get a part-time gig in La Crosse when I'm over there. You never know. You have the experience.
Fantastic.
Look, like, you got to have some fun with this, right? If you're just a stick in the mud about it, you can't just, this is all serious news. Look, I mean, like I said, I think the guy is just a goofball, because if you're president or if you're chancellor of a UW system university, you're just not smart to be doing this, even if it's on your free time. That said, it was on his free time, all right? And you know, so let's just keep that in mind.
Yeah, ultimately, anyway, I think it was probably a poor choice to do it, but I don't think he should have gotten fired for it.
He's leaving anyway, by the way. Go ahead.
Somebody texted in from listening on WMDX. If the chancellor's videos are housed on a pay-to-watch porn adult platform, imagine all the worldwide traffic that they're getting now that his constitutional right to free speech is being challenged. He's going to get some money this way.
These videos, I'm sure he's going to make some money off of this, right? People are, and again, I think it's fantastic that the border regions had to review this material in order to find this out. We're going to take calls in just a second, but first of all, this story by Kelly Meyerhofer in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. So, very, very important facts here, okay? So, UW-Wisconsin La Crosse chancellor fired for producing pornographic videos with his wife, said the termination violated his free speech rights and is contemplating a lawsuit. Ousted Chancellor Joe Gao said he never received an opportunity to make his case before the UW Board of Regents and suggested he was not afforded his due process rights. Quote, "I'm perfectly fine if the regents want to criticize what we've done, but to say that I'm going to lose my position, that is a clear violation of First Amendment," Gao told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. "It's a clear violation of the region's commitment to academic freedom. It's a clear violation of Wisconsin's constitution and statutes, unquote. The UW Board of Regents was scheduled to meet once again behind closed doors this morning. At last check, they were still in that meeting to discuss ongoing personnel matters and potential litigation. Now, how strong would Gao's case be? Experts are somewhat divided. Gao had previously announced plans to step down as chancellor at the end of this school year and return to campus next fall as a communication professor. He was fired on Wednesday and put on administrative leave while La Crosse and the Regents review his tenured position. Gao served as chancellor under a limited appointment contract, all right? UW system policy says limited appointees do not have a right to receive minimum notice before termination. Firing a tenured faculty member is more cumbersome, with specific steps laid out in state code. So easier to fire a chancellor that it is a tenured faculty position. UW System President Jay Rothman initiated the faculty dismissal process by requesting newly appointed UW Chancellor Betsy Morgan investigate Gao. Now, how would you like that assignment? The chancellor, the president calls you up and says, yeah, investigate this. I mean, that's just bizarre, number one. And here now is Don Downs, a guy I know very well, a retired UW-Madison professor with expertise in free speech of the First Amendment. Here's what Downsy says. He says, quote, I don't think that he, Gao, has much of a leg to stand on for the chancellor position. He said he's got a much better case for the tenured position, unquote. Gao said that what he did with his wife was in the capacity as a private citizen. But Downs said the privacy claim actually undercuts Gao's First Amendment argument because the court's balancing test requires the speech at issue to address a matter of public concern. The test pits the interests of the public university as an employer against the free speech interest of its employees. So what Downsy is saying here is that by the former chancellor saying this was a privacy issue, it actually undercuts his First Amendment argument. Because First Amendment, the free speech is it in the interest of the public? So it goes on here. Down says, if the chancellor had said something clearly of public interest involving core principles of the university and the regents, for whatever reason, didn't like that, regardless of the contract, it would pose a legitimate question of free speech, Downsy said. But this is a purely private matter, unquote. Now, Scott Schneider, an expert in higher education law, agreed with Downs. Sex videos were not addressing a matter of public concern. Quote, there's no First Amendment or free speech issue, he said. That's absurd, unquote. Gao's faculty appointment is more of a contract claim, Schneider said. The university must decide whether there is just cause to revoke his tenured status. Schneider said he's seen professors at other institutions lose their tenured status for what he said were less egregious reasons than Gao's. So there you go. That's kind of the serious part of this, is that even though that former Chancellor Gao is kind of poking the bear here, no pun intended, but he's poking the bear on this and saying, look, this is a free speech issue. I want some press. I'm gonna press this whole idea of free speech. Now, why would he do that? Well, because, I mean, we're all just trying to have a little fun here, right? To a certain degree. But of course, you know, the Republicans got to put a little fly in the ointment. And who does that better than good old State Senator Steve Nass, Republican? He is one of the legislature's loudest critics of the UW system. And he is now calling for, get this, a halt on diversity, inclusion, equity and inclusion deal with the GOP until they learn if the UW system tried to, quote, cover up Gao's conduct until the deal was finalized earlier this month.
Oh my gosh, this is completely unrelated.
Oh, it's completely unrelated, but your Republicans never miss an opportunity for hypocrisy or to be jerks. So I'm not even going to read this because it's such trash that NASA's staffer, Mike Michelson or Mickelson, whoever the heck his name is, basically Michelson, his staffer is the actual senator and NASA is just the guy on the name on the door. And they put this ridiculous statement out trying to equate this with an attack on diversity, equity, and inclusion and, you know, calling foul because it involved porn. Okay, fine. So here's the question, Republicans and Steve Nass. What about the Republican Party chairman in Florida and the co-founder of Moms for Liberty, his wife, who have been caught in a threesome a menage a trois sex relationship in Florida, and with the Republican dude in Florida, he has serious accusations of rape with the other woman involved in this menage a trois. What about, you know, look, there by the grace of God go I. I'm not saying I'm a perfect person in any sense of the word, but it's the Republicans who continually try to act holier than thou and cast stones from glass houses.
Or perhaps in this case, holier than Gal.
Nicely done, Mr. Zommers. Holier than Gal. I mean, look, I mean, if we want to, if Steve Noss wants to come on this program, we can go back to 1994-ish in this very city in Green Bay when the state Republican convention was being held here, and he was so inebriated that he passed out face down on a table, and I and a couple other people had to help him to his room. If we want to talk about morality, we can do that. All right? We can do that, Steve Noss, Senator Noss. But let's not be so holier than thou here when you know, there's enough pointing the fingers to go around. My granddad used to say, be careful when you point a finger at somebody else because there's three pointing back at you. And I think that was, you know, so here's the question. Here's the question. We're gonna open this up and then we're going to start taking calls. Mr. Zommer, it's time once again for What's Worse. This or that. Time once again for What's Worse. There are no prizes involved, no money, only your opportunity to say what you believe is worse on statewide radio. Here is today's What's Worse question. What is worse, that UW La Crosse Chancellor made consensual porn public, or that UW System President Jay Rothman closed UW campuses behind closed doors? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. What's worse, that the UW La Crosse Chancellor made consensual porn public, or that UW System President Jay Rothman closed UW campuses behind closed doors? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phone lines. Out in the home county of Richland in beautiful Boaz, home of the Mastodon, it is our friend out there, John in Boaz. Thanks for holding, John. What say you?
Hi, good morning. It's a great show. If you ask me, I would say that it's bad form. In other words, to get a lawyer on this example of bad form, I'd say I would go with the closing of the colleges is worse.
I absolutely agree, John. Yeah, I mean, look, again, I'm not condoning the chancellor's actions necessarily, but I mean, it was all private. It was in his own life. He didn't, you know, have anything to do with the UW system. And meanwhile, Rothman's closing campuses behind closed doors. I agree. That's worse. John, always a pleasure. Happy New Year, my friend. Thanks for calling in. Really appreciate it. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones down in beautiful Racine, WRJN. Racine, the Chuckster from Racine. What say you?
Sorry,
what's
worse? That was actually a text, not a caller.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I thought it was a caller, Mr. Zommers. I apologize. We got anybody else on the line right now, Mr. Zommers? I believe he's answering the phone. All right, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. What's worse, that the UW La Crosse Chancellor made consensual porn public, or that the UW System President, Jay Rothman, closed UW campuses behind closed doors?
And we have 844. Tom from Florida here.
Tom from Florida. Tom, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey,
Tom, go ahead.
Did you say that the president closed, closed, the other campuses?
I believe I misspoke. Closed, closed. Yes. That's right. That's right.
Okay.
What's worse, Tom?
Well, so that
you got about 20 seconds. What's worse?
Things, I guess. All right, the closure. But hey, did you get any recipes from?
We do have a recipe. We're going to share that. We're gonna cook on the other side of the break. The Chancellor's hot lacrosse buns. When we come back on the Todd Allball Show, live from Green Bay at Civic Media.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor, but I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Eagle 1490 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, live from Green Bay WGBW Studios. The talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM locally, also available on the Civic Media app. This is very exciting because we don't do a lot of cooking segments on the show, and but here now, a recipe sent in to us by a listener, and so I thought we would try and do a little cooking on the air. This recipe is entitled Chancellor's Hot La Crosse Buns, or Bums, either way. But very quickly, let's go to the phones. Gary from Sussex. Gary,
He dropped off, but if he comes back, right. I will let you know.
Let me know. All right, very good. So here now, let's do a little cooking called Chancellor's Hot La Crosse Buns. All right, let's make Chancellor's Hot La Crosse Buns. All right, here we go. All right, first of all, we're going to make our dough. And because a chancellor, as a chancellor, you'll make a lot of dough when you're a chancellor. So, all right, here's what you need. A little butter. Where's my stick of butter here? Mr. Zomers, have you seen the butter? Oh, here it is. Very good. Now, why is the stick of butter misshapen and partially melted? Where is this butter been? All right, well.
I don't know if anyway, you want to know.
What we want to do is to the flour and butter, add a squeeze of milk, a lick of salt, a kiss of cinnamon, and a spank of sugar. All right, next. Now knead the dough. All right, very good. Massage it. Mm-hmm. Start gentle, then get firm with your dough until your dough is firm right back at you. All right, very good. All right, now let the dough rise. Enough said. All right, now roll out the dough into nice-sized balls. Again, enough said. Next, bake your balls of dough, that is, into golden brown buns. All right, very good. While your buns are baking, make your icing from the top of the buns. Feel free to spread the icing onto anything you'd like to lick. Very good. It's the holidays, after all. Now, top every bun with a white cross of icing. The cross symbolizes your being crucified for exercising your right of free speech guaranteed us by the Constitution of the United States and the persecution you must endure for encouraging diversity and inclusion in academia. Now, while you're still hot, and I mean while your golden brown La Crosse buns are hot, enjoy. Mmm. Mmm. So yummy. To help you forget all about those repressed prudes ruining your life. A holiday recipe for you. Chancellor's Hot La Crosse Buns. We appreciate our viewers for, it's always fun. It's always fun to do a little recipe, a little cookie, Mr. Zomers, this time of year, right?
You know, I think it'd be fun if we actually do a little cooking show at some point.
Wouldn't that be great? Maybe we'll do some. That'll be one of our goals for 2024. Some legit cooking in 2024.
Very good. Think we could do it.
And did Gary rejoin us? Did he have a chance to
no,
call
not,
back?
Unfortunately, not yet.
All right, very good. Well, Gary, if we got a couple of minutes here, what do you think about this whole deal? EWO Chancellor Gao being fired. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. I think the most important part here of this segment has been the comments of former professor Don Downs, known to his students and faculty as Downsy at UW-Madison, a guy I know and respect well. And he makes a great point here, in all seriousness, that Chancellor Gao is trying to push this free speech thing, but the fact that it is in a private setting is actually hurting him because what he is being fired for is not something that was in the public interest. And so it's going to be very interesting to see what the Board of Regents do today. They're still in this closed-door meeting. If they fire him not only from the chancellorship now, but his tenured faculty position at La Crosse. And so we'll see. It's but again, Steve Knott's Republicans just go, way too far on this. It's just, you try to have a little fun and they just, they try to just, they start trying to equate this to somehow as connected with diversity, equity, inclusion. They just, as my friend likes to say, if they can't take a joke, screw them. I cleaned that up for radio a little bit. Here's a text off the WAUK down in Waukesha. It says, thank you for the laughs. Peace from Carolyn in the Heartland. See, that's the whole theme of the show, pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Once in a while, you got to have a little fun, Mr. Sommers.
Indeed. And we do have Gary back on the line.
Very good. Gary, Gary from Sussex, thanks for calling back. What's worse on this chancellor situation, that the chancellor gets fired for consensual porn being made public, or that Rothman has closed campuses behind closed doors?
Well, this is my opinion. I think going out there and putting your sex life on with your wife and sharing that, and you're supposed to be an administrator and, the light on the side of the road or something like that. Just like Gay from Harvard, she goes out there and plagiarizes stuff. Well, they have things that if you plagiarize at Harvard, if you're a student, they throw you out. So the fact is, in my opinion, you have to be upstanding and you have to have good morals. And I think what he did is much worse than closing these campuses down in closed doors, which it's kind of a technical word. It's closed doors. He doesn't have the power to do this without other people knowing about it. If the colleges are not making the money,
that's actually not. I mean, just to be factual for a second, Gary, he did unilaterally close these campuses without the Board of Regents.
Right, but the fact is, the Board of Regents could have reopened them and said, "No, this is ridiculous." He closed them because they weren't making any money and there were no students. If you got a campus,
I don't want to get. I appreciate the call, Gary, and I don't want to get deep into this. But again, I know this subject very well, and it wasn't because they weren't closing it, not making money and low enrollment. The fact is that the system and Platteville cut off the funding to recruit students to UW-Richland. So it's like not watering a plant after a month; it's going to die, right?
Correct.
So, it wasn't just because they weren't doing their job at Richland Center. It was because the system cut the money off to recruit kids to get there. Not just kids, but adults, students.
But if the college is not making money and you can send these kids to another college, why not? I mean,
But then you're making a choice and saying that kids in rural areas don't deserve as good an education as kids in urban areas. And I just don't agree with that. But Gary, thanks for the call. I always appreciate your perspective. Happy New Year, my friend. Thanks for calling in. Stay tuned. A friend of ours, John Mino and Jim Schmidt, hosts of Mino and the Mayor here at WGBW and WISS, are with us next hour live from Green Bay. It's the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Providing you with an eagle-eye view of what La Crosse is talking about. You're soaring with Eagle 1490. Tell a friend.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Lexi spent more than 6 years in foster care.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi now has a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantor.